the Brandon Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Metashare. To find out more about the radio show or Brant's book, Unoffendable, go to BrantHanson.com.
Greetings to you. My name is Brant. Thank you for listening to the show. If you're new to it, you will notice, yes, I sound kind of dry. I know that, kind of monotone. I'm trying, though. I really am.
This is effort. Yeah. That's what you're witnessing, effort.
Effort. There's a lot of effort that is going into this right now. But that's who I am. Mm-hmm. So I got my issues and stuff. But Sherry's here, too.
I am.
And you'll notice she has this bright, incredible laugh.
Thank
people
you.
Comment on. It's not fake.
No, it is not.
None of this stuff is fake.
It's the real deal,
that
guys.
That may be more disturbing than not. Anyway, welcome to the show. It'll take you a little bit to get used to, but we're so glad that you are here. Such a great question and so honest. This is from Angie. She sent me an email. She said that her mind seizes on things. We all have little quirks, right? Sometimes there's people that struggle with obsessive thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that. But she said her brain will just seize on a word. And it just occurs to her all the time. That word is always in her mind. Like she said, it's like punctuation to a sentence. It's there. Whether she says it or not, it's there. She said, I don't know what to do. I feel so guilty because now my brain is seized on this profane word.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's always there. And she was wondering what to do about it.
It's a good question.
Yeah, it is. I appreciate the honesty. I think a lot of our brains are really odd that way, but most of us won't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what I wrote to her. Hey, Andrea, I do have some thoughts on this and I'm in a hurry. So sorry if it's too brief or poorly written. I think you should have a sense of humor about it. I'm quite serious about that, ironically. Words are profane only when they have power that we grant them. The letters, the sounds, the actual words themselves are completely innocent. It's the motives that make them profane. And if you're not thinking of these words as curses on others or as an attempt to make something beautiful into something trashy as an act of rebellion or something, if that's not your motive, the power is gone. Stuff happens. Our brains work in weird and wonderful, sometimes frustrating ways. But please cut yourself some slack. Of course, you don't want to be stuck on a word or any word like this. And I recommend celebrating God's forgiveness and resting in that and using the occasions of these words popping into your head as new chances to be reminded of how good he is. You're forgiven. So now the word can be a trigger for gratitude. Some would say, well, it doesn't work that way, Brant. You can't take something intended for evil and make it good. But some people who say that, they'd be wrong. That's exactly how God works. So be thankful and laugh and keep putting your mind on good things, true, pure, lovely things. And when stuff like this crops up, think, wow, my brain and the human brain is weird, but God loves me anyway. Oh, man, this is kind of a bummer. I don't know if this happens to anybody else. I think they're mad at me at Panera.
Oh, no. Those are your friends.
I know. I think that's part of the problem.
Oh, okay.
They're tired, and I was definitely given in this indication that they as a staff are mm-hmm. tired of making the same salad for me every day.
Well,
I order the same customized salad with extra stuff.
Oh, it's customized. Okay.
And they're kind of like, yeah, we knew it was you.
When
they came out to bring the food.
Maybe it's a familiarity, like, hey, we knew it was you, or
no.
Do they say it
no,
like?
No, seem okay. Like they're more frustrated by it. And this has happened to me before.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when we went to that sushi place with my wife?
And you were getting chicken towers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like sushi. I'm from mm-hmm. the Midwest and mm-hmm. stuff. That's not how we're raised
right.
to do that kind of crazy stuff. But I saw they had an appetizer called a chicken tower.
Yes.
So I ordered that. And it was pretty good. So I ordered another one. And that was pretty good.
Yeah,
and
someone had a Groupon that you could get
yeah,
as many as you wanted.
For half off. So like
yeah.
$5 a piece. And mm-hmm. it was a little, like a tower made out of little chicken wings.
Right.
After the third one, and I've never seen this happen. I don't think you have either. Ever
no,
seen this
I haven't.
Happen before
it was,
anywhere.
It was shocking. Yes.
The guy, the waiter said, hey, the chef wanted me to give you a message. No more chicken towers.
We were all blown away,
it's on
really.
The menu. Yeah, he's tired of stacking chicken wings.
For
and
you.
You can order all you want, but he's not doing it. Just wanted to let you know. This question gets asked a lot, especially if you're new to the show. You might ask this question in exactly these words. Because from Andrew, he dropped me a note. His question when he first tuned in was this. What in the world? That was his first reaction to listening to our show.
I get that, actually.
Yeah, I understand.
I understand it.
And he said he fought through that because
mm-hmm.
he was like, what in the world? What is this?
Mm-hmm.
And it took him a little while, and now he feels like we're friends, and he wrote us a handwritten note. It was very kind.
Oh, that's nice.
So again, this is just to implore you, if at first, just like meeting somebody, you meet somebody and it's like, what? That's kind of weird. But then it's like, oh.
You get the dynamic. You understand how people communicate.
You start to understand.
It's like friends.
Right. So we're just looking for a little understanding. Fight through the hate. That's what we ask you to do. And then we can be friends. There's a new show that's coming out you may be interested in. I don't really know if I am. I just thought this was really interesting how, it's called The Gifted. And they put a trailer on. And it's got 31 million views. Okay. I guess it's...
I haven't heard of it.
Yeah, The Gift is a show. It's a series. And here's how they describe it. I think it's unrealistic.
Okay.
It's described as the action-adventure series follows the Strucker family, a suburban couple whose ordinary lives are rocked by the discovery that their children possess mutant powers.
Hmm.
I think it's unrealistic because I don't think any family would be surprised.
What?
When you have little kids. To find out they have mutant powers. I don't think you would bat an eye. Yeah. I'd be like, yep. Of course. That's... Nobody's world is rocked by that sort of revelation.
Yeah.
We already...
Believe me, I know.
Yeah, we know. Want some clarification on something, and maybe you can help with this. I get these comments all the time, and I honestly don't understand them. I like words. I like vocabulary and stuff. I like etymology. I like discussing history of words. I like the anthropology of linguistics.
Okay, so what's the question?
All right, so the question is, it's not even a question. It's they keep writing to me this phrase.
Uh-huh.
Sherry's a saint. Okay. I know what saint means. And I'm not, this isn't a diss. Of,
thank you. Yeah. What, you're not suggesting that I'm not.
No,
saintly.
But I don't, like, I think is a, because you're a believer.
I am.
But they keep saying that to me. And
yes.
I feel like it's taken on some different meaning.
What do you believe the meaning is?
Well, I looked it up on Wikipedia and different etymological dictionaries
mm-hmm,
and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it identifies like this, like there's a suffering component.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the cause of righteousness.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. I totally get it.
I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me. You guys are in on something I don't understand. This is kind of weird. They get at the post office in Hawaii. I never would have guessed this. They get rocks sent to them from all over the country.
Why?
They're Hawaiian rocks being sent back to Hawaii.
Okay.
And then the National Park Service has to deal with them. They're like, they have to put them back. And the reason is people send them because they say, oh, I picked up this rock and ever since then I've had bad luck.
Oh.
They said they're inundated on a daily basis with people who grab probably like a volcanic rock to take home.
Okay, someone's there vacationing.
Now,
and
I've had all this bad luck. My life turned for the worse, so I have to get rid of this curse. I have to send this rock back to you.
You don't just throw it away. It needs to go back to its all right.
Not a rational thing, is it?
No, it's not.
And this is in a country that prides itself on being rational and reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is the more post-Christian the country's getting, the less rational.
That
more.
Is a great point.
Because people just lapse into the same superstitions we believe for thousands of years. Humans will do that. We used to believe that all of nature was shot through with these omens and curses and things,
mm-hmm.
and you had to do this or that, and then you had to appease the gods this way.
Mm-hmm.
And here's this worldview of Christianity that's going, isn't this wonderful? Like, no, I've conquered all of that, and I'm going to make all things new. And you don't have to look at trees and rocks that way anymore. It's not about bad luck and good luck or appeasing the gods. You can't. You can't. God's done it for us. And that's why, again, this is one more aspect of, it's one more reason this is good news about Jesus. So you don't have to worry about which rock you picked up before something went wrong. If I was going to pin down a problem we have, and no one's asked me for this, but if they're like, hey, Brant, pin down a problem we have. We're kind of a, I don't want to use the word victim, but we're kind of a victim of how amazing our entertainment is. Like,
what do you mean?
Video games, movies, they're so immersive.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got VR, we got all that sort of stuff. And it really gives you, like if I play a good video game, I get a spike of adrenaline or something that's very involving. It can distract me for hours, right?
Okay. Yeah.
It's not because it's evil. It's because it's done really well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's not a gripe, but here's the problem. If you're kind of used to that, I think we are, most of us. Reading the Bible, it didn't give you that.
Mm.
It just doesn't. I'd like to tell you, reading the Bible is every bit as involving, gives you just the adrenaline kick that, well, honestly, it doesn't. What it does is it nourishes me. What it does is it feeds me in the way that I need to function and have wisdom in life. not everything's going to be this adrenaline kick. Not everything's going to be able to, you know, hit that part of my brain that gives me a serotonin boost. Some things are just good to do. We know this with other stuff. Obviously, brushing your teeth. There's things that are chores, but the Bible's not a chore, but it is nourishing, like eating an apple. I need it. And a mature person says, yeah, not everything's going to be super entertaining, but I need it anyway. So this lady just finished, get this, she went 86,000 miles on her bike in 1 year. That's right, 86,000 miles in 1 year on her bike, just doing a little loop.
Well, there was no destination.
No, she's went going around her park, but the documented Guinness Book of World Records just finished this. Congratulations to her.
Okay.
Now, you could, if you're a friend and somebody does something like this, there's a way to really be obnoxious. You shouldn't do this.
Okay.
But we can role play this.
All right. Who am I?
You know where you be the friend who's obnoxious.
Okay.
Here's how you do this. You know where I'm going with this, right?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm finishing up to 86,000 miles.
Okay.
And then I finish like, oh, and I'm like clacking down the sidewalk with my special shoes on. And got the
got
outfit.
The helmet. The helmet. And yeah, and the spandex.
I just finished 86,000 miles. 86,000.
Oh, that's amazing. I washed dishes yesterday.
Yeah.
And then was able to have the kids dry the dishes. Just equate it to the most mundane thing ever.
Yeah. That's how you handle it. Just take away their big celebratory moment. Yeah, well, anyway.
That's a friend.
Uh-huh. Hey, maybe you're a believer in Jesus, or maybe you're not, or maybe you're on the fence. You're not sure where you are on this. I tell you this, I'm convinced of this now. If somebody's going to become a follower of Jesus, you really have to be at the end of yourself first. You really do. It doesn't happen otherwise. Otherwise, you're just kind of buying into another thing, you know, a title. I'm a churchgoer. I'm plugged into this, but you have to get to the end of yourself. And what I mean by that is just you give up on the whole I'm awesome or I'm the center of the universe deal because you're kind of sick of it.
And sick of you.
Sick of yourself.
You're sick of yourself, yeah.
Yeah. I really do think it takes that kind of wall.
I agree.
Because otherwise we never get humble enough to say, yeah. Because it's not one of those things we can say, yeah, I'm a Christian, but I also believe in that I need to maximize the power of the positive energies in the universe, that I can become this and I can become that.
Well, we're all that. It's that bumper sticker, you know, God is my co-pilot kind of thing. And until you get to the end of yourself where you're like, I can't drive.
Right.
Like, I'm awful.
No, I'm, yeah.
You pilot, I'm going to take a nap.
I'm not hyper-competent. It's not about me expanding my awesome thing.
Yeah.
It's not about me becoming all that I... Maybe God will do whatever he wants with you. Maybe you'll become king of the earth or something. I don't know, but it's not going to... That can't be the agenda. The agenda's got to be, I'm done with me. And if you're close to that, good news. Good news for you, because if you're close to that now, where you're just like, I am so sick and tired of me, like... You're very close, and there's good news on the other side of this if you want to trust God. What you're about to hear on this program is conflict. I can see it coming.
It's usually here in some way.
I know, but what I want is for my producer, Sherry, you're an excellent producer, five stars.
Thank you so much.
She's kind of a gatekeeper, and sometimes... It's supposed to be quality control, but sometimes it's just fun control. It controls the fun.
Well, sure, if the fun is going to be chaos and makes no sense.
But I'm just asking you to have an open-minded on this idea.
I will.
Listener sent this, noted that in Italy, they're giving away castles. 100 castles are being given away.
Okay. And?
So I was thinking, would that not be kind of a cool...
Like a show castle.
Place, a show castle for the studio, for our studio to go. We'd have to live there. But I think if I was listening to a show on a station like this...
Sure.
And I knew that show was being hosted from some awesome castle, like from the top of it.
Yeah.
Maybe at the very tip top, like with a balcony that overlooks a whole valley, and I can go out and go, ha, 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 and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, of course.
Would you not... be more drawn?
I would not be. No.
Thank you for being open-minded. I would listen to that show. I would listen to Italy how Castle
do,
show.
How do they know? How do they know we're not there right now? Like, it's radio, so nobody actually knows.
Good point.
Okay, I see.
We are in a giant castle.
Oh, boy, I walked right into that one. There it is.
You're right. As far as you're concerned...
Yeah.
This little tiny blue box that we're in is actually a giant, awesome castle.
Yeah, so stay tuned.
Yeah.
Jesus is still really shocking to people, even people who've grown up in church and they've read the Bible and stuff like that. He's still so shocking. Imagine like a huge red carpet event on TV and all the celebrities are there and everything. And they start announcing the award winners. And it's like, and we want to recognize the meek people of the earth. The meek people. Okay. And you've got a bunch of people coming forward that are being recognized for being meek. And, I also want to recognize people have been persecuted because of their love for God. Okay, the celebrities are still sitting there. Here comes a bunch of people you've never seen or heard of before.
And now the peacemakers.
And now the people who make peace. I want to recognize these people. Like, it would be so shocking. Imagine that actually happening, like a big red carpet event. That's how it would go down. In fact, that's the reaction people had to when Jesus did what we call the Sermon on the Mount. He's saying, here's how my kingdom operates. Happy are these people. And it flipped everything upside down. And believe me, they had the reaction then that we'd have now. That's how shocking he is. You hear that all the time. Blessed are the peacemakers. Even people who have nothing, you know, nothing to do with the Bible have heard of that before. That's kind of wild to think about. I don't know if it was Sherry that pointed this out to me. Somebody was smart.
let's see.
Like, I'd never unpack, like, people who make peace happen. So it's not like people who are like, let's do a violent revolution or everybody just needs to get along. Like, neither one of those things necessarily makes you a peacemaker.
No, you have to go in where there is chaos and make peace.
And make it happen.
Yeah.
And how did Jesus do it? I was thinking about that this morning. Like, how did he actually do it? Well, he made peace with God for us by sacrificing himself. Like, the peacemakers that you don't actually sacrifice anything. You just tell other people to knock it off or whatever. That's not real peacemaking. You got to be able to sacrifice.
Everybody loves peace, but everybody doesn't want to make peace.
Right.
Yeah.
And to make it, that involves you hurting. Hey guys, you'll appreciate this. I found this list of things that make you instantly unattractive to women.
Oh.
And one of them, I actually thought, you know what? This is true. My wife picks up on this. With all guys.
Okay.
She picks up on it. It's just something she's attuned to. I thought, that's fascinating. Women do not like, and I bet I'm going to get an amen from Sherry on this.
Okay, let's see.
They don't like yes men. Like, they want you to have a spine.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to actually not just get pushed around at work, for instance, or not just be sycophantic or however you want to put it.
I agree.
Like, why did you change? Like, you became a different person in front of your boss. I don't understand that.
Amen.
Yeah. See, yeah. I knew I would get an
there
amen.
There it is. It's there.
I saw it coming. You guys.
I had given a hearty amen to that.
They really find integrity attractive and just being, she's a lot more dialed into it than I am. Like, she's pointed out to me about men around, like, I think he's a weak man.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I think he's a weak man, Brent.
And we're not looking for bullies. Just stand up for what you believe in.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have even noticed. Like, and I find out, you know, you're onto something. She's very attuned to it. I think it's a lot of women are. Sometimes when I'm hanging out with the fellas on the street, being awesome with them, doing fist bumps and high fives and low fives.
You do low fives out there on the street?
Do those elbow bump things.
Elbow bumps?
Yeah.
Where do you live?
Anyway, you don't understand our neighborhood. Why would you?
That's true.
Why would you? But they asked me, hey, do you have any inspirational music played by chickens?
Okay.
And I say to them, generally, I say no.
Because you don't.
Because I don't. But now.
Now you do. Oh, look at this.
Hey guys, I have breaking animal news. Where's the piece of paper that I crumple?
Now you can't rip my stuff.
I don't have any paper to. Anyway, I've just been handed this news. Check this out. And thank you, Darla, on Facebook for sending this my way. This is so awesome. Here's a chicken playing America the Beautiful. Listen to this on a real keyboard, a real chicken. Pecking this out. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely beautiful. Come on here.
Yeah.
Should be starting.
Please, yes, please.
Isn't this the way you try to show somebody something on your phone or something?
And then it just stalls.
It's like the stallingest.
I think all of us are waiting with bated breath. It's not going to happen.
Come on.
Oh, boy.
Ah!
This really puts a damper on breaking animal news.
Anyway, why won't it work?
You know, we could just trust you. Let's just trust that Brandt has.
Trust me.
You ever hear a news person say that?
That's her.
Don't you dare trust me.
The news team that begs you not to trust them. I've got this. I'm going to make it work.
Okay.
All right. So when we come back,
oh boy,
this will bring a tear to the eye.
Who's not sticking around for this?
This is going to be so good, you guys. Okay. You ready? You ready?
Yes, Brandt. Right. Fine. Okay.
All right. We have breaking animal news. Yeah, sorry, it didn't work last time. Carla on Facebook sent this to me. Breaking animal news field reporter, Carla.
Thank you, Carla.
This is so beautiful. And for, you know, it's kind of a for such a time as this kind of thing. This chicken.
Don't you dare try to make this theological. Okay.
This chicken plays America the Beautiful on a keyboard. I'm going to play it for you. I know you can't see the video, but you can imagine. I think you'll accurately catch the video if you just picture a chicken pecking on a piano. Listen to this. America the Beautiful. Chicken is playing this.
He's not playing the chords.
No, but the...
Who's playing that?
I don't know if it's playing a chord. Listen to that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
Okay. But the rhythm is improvised a little. But Ray Charles. But Ray Charles, too. He didn't do exactly... Listen to that. Wow.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
That's amazing.
It's a chicken, you guys. Chicken. We were talking earlier about how shocking Jesus actually is to this day. I mean, he shocked the people who were listening then. He shocks people now. I almost like it when somebody says, you know what? I like what Jesus is saying here, but not here. Because at least you're being honest. Like a lot of us will just say, oh, yeah, I believe everything he said. But then we ignore certain things. And we all have our pet stuff we ignore. For example, our whole culture doesn't want to deal with certain things that Jesus said. And there are other cultures that'll pick other things they don't like what he said. Like, love your enemies. I mean, in some other cultures around the world, I've been there, that doesn't make any sense to them at all. They utterly reject that. Like, that's ridiculous. And then in our culture, we have other things that he talked about that offend us as a culture. Like, well, if God's that way, then he can't, that's just no... And then we make, this is what's dangerous about it, we make God agree with us. And people do that on an individual level. I've done it. Just ignore the stuff God said that we don't like, take the stuff he said that we like, and then, wow, what do you know? I'm in perfect lockstep with what...
Would you look at that? I'm on the same page of him every
what
time.
Do you know? I just happen to agree. He agrees with me on everything. That's actually more dangerous than actually struggling with the stuff that you're like, man, I don't get it. But yeah, I see he said that.
This has been the Brandt and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about the radio show or Brandt's book, Unoffendable, go to BrandtHanson.com.